And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Hood Rats. Fuck the police. Listening to The Roots underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hood Rats, a track called Fuck the Police. Not the one I thought. I thought if this is a cover version, it's going to be amazing, but it wasn't. Great song. Proper punk rock from Montreal there. And they got a new album out as well. Find out more about them via their Bandcamp page, which is
hoodrats.bandcamp.com.
Simple as that. HOODRATS, hoodrats.bandcamp.com. Tony Wan, Paulie B and the internet. Neil, we'll play more from them in the future because I've got the album and it's really good. So we will play another track in a few weeks' time as well. I also have some additional material for you. If you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs, if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I actually went back through emails. I've still got emails from bloody 15 years ago. There was a period when we had a proper Poetry Corner section when we did get quite a few poems in. I wonder whether we ought to reboot it in some way. But anyway, that's the thing to do. Fortunately, we've heard from Jeff this week. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
Jeff says, the Prime Minister is just a minister that is not divisible by any other minister. Jeff, P.S. My girlfriend is sexually aroused by suitcases. She comes with a lot of baggage. It's a two for this week, Jeff. You made me laugh twice. Let's hear his thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
And if you think you can do as well as Jeff, as I say, or just if you can approximate Jeff, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Right, now, what have I got next? Let me see here. So, two songs in a row now, and we have already discussed this off air, but the band you're about to, I'll talk about in just a second. Stay tuned for Ugly Fly Guys, who've got a new track out that they've sent through to us. Thanks to them for that. You'll hear it shortly. Next up, a band called Vaseline Tuna, who, when it came through and I wrote it up, I misread it and put Vaseline Turner because I wanted it to be a bloke. Hi, I'm Paul. What's your name? Vaseline Turner. I'd have been very, very impressed with that, but it's not. It's Vaseline Tuna. And you know what? They are SoCal, as me and the cool kids call Southern California. SoCal, psychedelic punk rock. But guess which town in SoCal they're from?
Don't know.
Which town in Southern California do you think Vaseline Tuna are from?
Let's go San Diego.
Hemel. H-E-M-E-L. Like Hemel Hempstead.
Nice.
I wonder if they have a magic roundabout. They are psychedelic. So anyway, what I want to know is what is Vaseline Tuna's Bandcamp page?
VaselineTuna.bandcamp.com.
It is VSOLINE tuner, TUNER, .bandcamp.com. VaselineTuner.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 2 and Paulie B and the Internet Nil. And you might remember last week I said, oh, this one's the one with the blindfold blowjobs. Get ready for blindfold blowjobs. Yeah. Blindfold blowjobs. Listen to it. Blindfold blowjobs never happened. That's because I was originally planning to play this song last week, but then moved it forward a week. So stay tuned for both Ugly Fly Guys and Blindfold Blowjobs. This is Vaseline Tuner. Bake, baby, bake.
Bled like a shot fox.
Yeah.
You're listening to Rich Morton's Sound Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ugly Fly Guys, the track called I Wanna Be an Amputee, and not how I'd originally sent it on the show notes through to you, with an extra E on amputee that made it a bit like, I wanna be an amputee. Ugly Fly Guys, I Wanna Be an Amputee. What is Ugly Fly Guys' Bandcamp page, Tony?
uglyflyguys.bandcamp.com.
I'm getting a bit pissed off about my choices for bands this week. It is uglyflyguys.bandcamp.com. Tony 3, Paulie B, and Incident Nil. And they, of course, are, of course, if you wanted me to describe them in three words, Durham Noise Monkeys.
Nice.
I'm sure that they'll appreciate that. I'm sure that they'll be listening to this show and thinking, you know what, that's what we are. We're Durham Noise Monkeys. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Whoa.
What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to the page facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. Easy way to leave us a comment, as we always say, is to reply to last week's show post. That's one of the few things. It will work. So like, get in touch, especially this week, if you can get your comments in, as if you've been putting it off for a while, or certainly if you want to do it before Friday, that's Friday. If you can get your comments in, that'd be very, very useful.
Yes, we'd like them by Friday.
Friday.
Yes, Friday.
Friday, definitely. Saturday Friday. Too late. Friday.
Saturday too late. Yeah. Friday on time.
That's what the Cure sang.
Ideal. Yeah, well, that was the B-side.
Two comments this week. Steel Bridges got in touch.
Hey, Tolo Steel Bridge. I did enjoy playing them, you know.
Yeah. And they say, thanks a lot for playing some Steel Bridges with Latron.
Yeah, that's right. It was the cover. Do they? I think they go on to mention it, don't they?
Yeah, the three French songs EP, tribute to Villain Pingouin, I'm saying, will be out on April the 24th. You can pre-save, pre-order, or get a few links. So yeah, do check that out in full on our page.
And your accent is faultless.
Thank you very much.
It was like I was listening to a French-Canadian, only with a slightly better sense of humour.
Just give it a bit of confidence, it'd be fine. Timo got in touch.
Hey, Gitalo, Timo.
And he says, so where to start? Yes, I'm 3 weeks behind. So he loved Lout Stark's rendition of Mein Kleiner Grüner Cactus.
I didn't know it was a cover. That's what he's going to tell us now, isn't it?
Yes, the original version by the Comedian Harmonists from 1934. And let's put a link to the video on that. Lout Stark literally means, translates to loud strength. And
yeah, volume.
Yeah, volume. Yeah. And Ouskirchen, Kirchen, is pronounced with a soft CH, unlike Chemnitz. Because it's a kin, isn't it?
Ouskirchen.
Is it Ouskirchen? Kurtzkin.
Ouskirchen.
Kirchen.
Kirchen. Kirchen.
Kirchen.
Kirchen. Why do you keep adding a T or Z or whatever the fuck you're doing?
I'm not. I'm saying Chen. Chun.
Yeah, but it's Shim. It's soft. It's CH.
Fair enough. Shim. You say Shin. I say Chen.
Look, just because you've managed to do a decent French-Canadian accent, I think you're getting ideas about your station now.
Well, fair enough.
I'm sure that Timo will tell us you're right next week, and you should be, what with all the German influence you have in your life.
That's right.
Yes. I'll take it back, Tony. You're a wonderful man. I'll shut up.
And he says, maybe we should have a voice of Timo, where Paul sends me German words and I send an audio over the pronunciation. And that's your German lesson for today. Feel free to edit this pamphlet down. No, I won't. Timo, if you want to do a section, I'm sure we can do a theme tune. Not saying we desperately need content, but if you can get something to us by Friday, that's Friday. That'd be
this
lovely.
Is just asking me to do more work, Tony.
Well, maybe he could do his own theme tune then. Hey, yeah, I'm
doing a theme tune. It's this idea that every time there's a word I can't pronounce, I have to send it to Timo.
We could take the Tina one and we'll just make it Timo. It'll scan.
What? Timo. Pronunciation for us.
He's got a word for us.
He's got a word for us. Timo, perfect. He's got a word for us.
See?
Oh, Tony.
Write yourself.
I like the way your mind works.
Less work.
Yeah.
That's what we want. And that is it for Facebook this week.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
I reckon it's about time for some hard rock and roll from Finland. What do you reckon?
Ooh, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
Petrol Breath, Tony, a band I've not heard of before. They have come through to us. You are going to like this. This is going to be up your street, I think.
Good.
What is Petrol Breath's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Petrol Breath.
Facebook.com/Petrol Breath Band. Paulie B and Internet 1, Tony 3, and you're with the band. Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Petrol Breath, and you're with the band Hard Rock and Roll from Finland right there. And I'm really glad you indulge my vagaries, which are the start of each section, when I will not start a section until you have clearly said go when you're ready, and I'm ready. I know I'm pathetic. Did you do anything last week?
Four-day week, wasn't it? So I gave in. I ordered some half-priced Easter eggs that haven't come yet. So I'll probably get them for next Easter. But
how did you order half-priced Easter eggs?
Hotel Chocolat had a sale.
Oh, did they?
And it was 50% off. Whereas when I went to the local co-op, they had a £12 egg for £11. I just did not think that was a sufficient reduction.
It isn't.
It's not.
It isn't. It's pathetic.
Exactly.
That's not the spirit of Easter. Jesus would be appalled.
He would.
They'd be throwing their tables over outside the front of the church.
Oh, that Jesus, hey. What a card.
I think he was a one. I mean, some call him the one, but I like to think that he's a one.
I don't think there was much else apart from that. Band practice. Did work, did a bit of that, ordered some of that.
Some bloke sent you some music through, didn't he? That he was thinking you could maybe do something about.
He did, yeah, and then I did nothing about that. So it will come soon.
Of course it will. I know what you like, Tony.
Yeah. I had the weekend off again. The babies are ticking on. Yeah, it was a quiet one. How was your week?
Well, I'm going to do this as quickly as I can. First of all, on Thursday of this week, my snag has appeared. Handy man and handy woman, they're a handy couple, they showed up and they refitted skirting boards, they replaced washers on the taps. For the first time in 8.5 years, I can turn on my hot tap with one hand.
Ooh.
That's right, finally got round to it. They did all sorts in the house. They really sorted things out, and I'm really, really pleased they did, and thank you to them. And if you are in the Nottingham area and you need a handyman, get in touch with me. I'll put you in touch with them because they're brilliant. Next up, I don't suppose you've been watching This Town, have you?
No.
I started watching it, and I really liked it, and I binged it. It's 6 episodes. It's on BBC iPlayer. It's about a mad lad in Birmingham who meets up with some relatives and friends in Coventry and Birmingham, and they start a band, and it's kind of a two-tone band. It's set in 1981, so two-tone had already happened by then, but it also features the grimy side of the Birmingham underworld in the early 80s, and it is terrific. I really, really liked it. Cool. That's that. Also, I've just listened on the wireless to Forest losing 3-1 to Spurs. We are only out of the relegation zone on goal difference, which has now thinned after a 3-1 defeat, but I still think we'll be alright. I also heard from Sam from Monkey Fist earlier this week, who this week has been redoing the electrics at York Station or something.
Oh, wow.
Or York Railway Museum or something or other. Anyway, he said it was a great job, but he'd now counted every single nut and bolt. And when he was listening to Radio 2 the other night, Phil Williams, who we know from the past, mentioned me.
That's
quite weird. They played Walking on the Moon. Now, I'd have thought if someone's going to mention a police, in any way police reference with me, it'll be Roxanne. But he mentioned Walking on the Moon and then said the last time he had seen anything to do with Walking on the Moon by the police, which I also covered for Bunk's Approach, was when I did a joke about it when I did a gig at the university that he was the Ent secretary for. I've got no memory of this. I've got no memory of the joke whatsoever, but I have a reason to not remember it, Tony. It was 30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. How incredible that he would remember that. So, hello to Phil Williams. He has listened to Punky Radio in the past. I'll maybe drop him a line, see if he'll give us a listen. That's that. And now I've got to go through a load more. So, oh, my God. So, also, I have watched quite a few films this week. I want to talk to you about The Return of Captain Invincible, which is on Amazon Prime. And I thought it was a new film, and I started watching it and thought, they've done this very retro. And then I thought, well, some of the people in this I recognise from the old days. And then I Googled it, and it came out in 1979.
Oh, wow.
And I quite enjoyed it. It's a nice... It's the kind of film that you'd see made now. It's kind of a thing about a failed superhero who retires to New Zealand, and then they have to come and get him to sort out this bad person. Right. That's that. Now, also, have you seen a film called Stan Helsing?
No.
Stan, you know how I like my B-movie horror stuff.
Absolutely.
Stan Helsing is out. It's on Amazon Prime. Watch it. You will not be disappointed. Stan Helsing is a right laugh, and in true to form of the movies I have been enjoying of late. Yes, it's a horror movie. Yes, he does get stoned a lot, because quite frankly, weed and horror go really, really well together, as I later discovered when I saw a film that was suggested to me by Amazon Prime after watching Stan Helsing. And by the way, Stan Helsing is very, very low budget, not made for a lot of money, no one famous in it whatsoever, until about 20 minutes in, when Leslie Nielsen shows up dressed as a dinner lady.
Oh,
it's really unlikely. But then I was recommended, wait for this, came out in 2014, Tony, The Co-Ed and the Zombie Stoner.
Jesus.
You gotta watch it. Like, after watching Bong of the Living Dead and then Bong of the Dead, I thought, right, I can't really get any pure weed and zombie films anymore. But The Co-Ed and the Zombie Stoner has got everything you need from a movie in that genre, Tony, in spades. There's loads of smoking weed, there's loads of monsters, there's loads of zombies, there's loads of crap jokes, and there is a proliferation of nakedness.
Remember,
there's boobs everywhere.
Oh,
there's boobs everywhere. There's even some full frontal stuff when these girls go on an underwear run, and one says, "Well, you're naked," and she says, "I don't wear underwear," and the other one goes, "Oh, me neither."
Jesus.
That's the quality of right. There are some good jokes in it, though. It has got terrible reviews. Do not read the reviews. Just be in the right frame of mind and watch it. Right, that's all that. Let's crack on. Because now, I mentioned this town. This town is set in Birmingham and Coventry.
Mm-hmm.
A certain fellow no longer with us by the name of Limo Dean was from Coventry. And I thought, what better excuse to play a limousine track that I'm not sure whether we've ever played before or not. What I need to know, Tony, is what is Limousine's Bandcamp page?
Limousine.bandcamp.com?
It is limousine.bandcamp. Oh, I didn't ask you about Petrol Breath, did I?
Yeah, I got it wrong, I think.
Oh, yeah, you did, yeah, because it's 3-1. Petrol
Breath, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then limousine.bandcamp.com, LIMOZINE.bandcamp.com. Make it Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 1. Hello to Dean's family. This is Lisa Louise.
I love you, ain't easy, but not that big.
you're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job. The best this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Limousine, a track called Lisa Louise. I think it was taken from Evil Love, I think. And hello to Dean's dad, Rich, and his sister, Claire. And yes, we are quite happy to keep the home fires burning. As far as I'm concerned, Limousine and Dean himself is a light that will never go out, Tony.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for, I remember what to say now,
Tony's
International Gig Guide.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. Just let me know your gigs, and you haven't. Obviously, you haven't done. So I found one. And as is my wont, I don't like to look far. So this weekend, it's the Sumac. It's their 40th anniversary festival.
Oh, and I won't be here.
No, it's all week. It's all weekend, Friday to Sunday. So Friday the 12th to Sunday the 14th. Is it an all day? Probably. It's evenings, really. Evening on the Friday. So Rice Ahada on the Friday.
Oh, are they?
An anarchist award.
Oh, on Friday, I could go.
6:30. Doors open at 6 p.m. if you can.
Yeah, if we find out what time they're on, because we've got something to do on Friday, might be able to nip down there.
Yeah. Well, they've listed first on the old list. They've got had an anarchist award in Cheap Dirty Horse.
Right.
I'd have thought they headlined, actually.
I'll find out when they're on.
Saturday, there's some spoken word stuff going on in the afternoon. Girls Are Loud in the evening. Monica and the Explosion, Pixie Sticks, and Miss Luna Rose.
That sounds like a girl night.
Yeah, cool. Good in the afternoon, 4 till 6. And in the evening, the Sporadics, Boom Boom Raccoon. I'm loving that. Right. Activistas and Mental Wealth.
That sounds like a right old gig, doesn't it?
And on Sunday, it's an acoustic community garden party.
Not so sad I'm missing that.
No, but Static Killer playing, that'd be nice.
Oh, are they? Oh, wow, yeah. But, what a weekend for me to miss.
Yeah, there you go. So if you are around the Sumac area, it's Orbit, do check it out if you can. It's normally free, but a donation, really, if you can. But I think the Friday looks like it is actually tickets.
Right.
But you just get yourself down there, it's fine. It's the Sumac, isn't it? If you haven't been.
I orbit the Sumac.
You do. You do. So, yeah, so there you go. Sumac, it's the gift that keeps on giving. I'm sure we'll play it at some point. I think I've got to play it.
Oh, the babies will play it, I'm sure.
I think so. We have played another gig for the Punks of the Homeless in Sheffield. So
right,
why we haven't done the Nottingham one, I ain't got a clue. But anyway, well, it's the Sumac. It's scary. But there you go.
It's only a matter of time, Tony.
It certainly is. And that's it for gigs.
So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Fuck the police.
Sumac.
Right, next up, a band we've never played before called The Drin, Tony. They are effortlessly cool weirdos from Cincinnati.
Ooh.
And I don't know what you're going to make of this, but I love it. That's about as much information as I want to give before we play it. But in my opinion, this is effortlessly cool and weird, and they are from Cincinnati. What is The Drin's Bandcamp page?
TheDrin.bandcamp.com?
Simple as that. TheDrin.bandcamp.com. Tony Five, fully being an internet one. This is Tiger's Cage.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Drill and Tigers Cage there. Effortlessly cool. Oh, those Cincinnati weirdos. I did just want to say something extra about what we talked about in the first time. When I said all the things that the Snaggers did, you might remember my mate Pierre and I built a wall.
Yeah.
Or rather, he built it and I pretended I helped out. But he never got the door right and it's never shut. And this was 4 years ago. The Snaggers planed it so it would fit. And I don't know whether you'll hear this, but check this out. Not sure whether you heard that or not. But
that's some damn fine door action.
That was the door closing. Oh, I'm so happy, Tony. I'm so easily pleased. Are you doing anything this week?
We've got some men in this week.
Have you?
Hmm. So we've got a similar thing, really. We've got, obviously, we bought the house 13 years ago now.
Was it that long? Wow.
Well, it was back in, it was December 2011, so 12 and a half.
Yeah, right, yeah.
But, and we worked on it and we moved in, but we had a flat at the time. And we were spending rent on the flat and paying for it. We rushed as much as we could to get in. So it meant we needed a bathroom. So the bathroom is the worst thing we've done because it's all rushed. It's not finished. And we never finished it. So it's unfinished. It kind of works. It's all right. But it's of all the rooms in the house, it's the one we've not been able to get back because it was just get the sink in, just get that in. You know, it was one of them. So we've finally got booked a joiner to come in and it's the same thing. We've got a list of stuff and so we're sorting out the bathroom pedestal, whatever you'd call it, the sink area. It needs a new top on it. It all needs tiling. We need a new gate for the side of the house to the garden. That's fucked and it's been fucked since we bought it. And there's a list of shit. So the same thing really. We've just got about 2 or 3 days of joiner coming in, just doing a big chunk of work.
You feel so much better when it's done. Even though other people wouldn't notice.
Yes.
That's
it. It's definitely
brilliant. It's brilliant.
So hopefully
handy
that'll be
men
that
are the best.
Yeah, it'll move us on. We'll probably start getting stuff done because we're thinking possibly of moving, but we're always thinking of moving.
Yeah.
We're always saying that. I've been saying it for 10 years. So we're doing that. We're working as always. And band practice weekend. The babies are going well. They've finally announced that we're back officially. So Asterix has finally told the world the worst kept street secret in punk. So that's done. And we've got 3 gigs in, I think. We've got a gig in July, a gig in August, and a gig next January. People seem to be wanting to put us on, so it's good. We've been welcomed back into the arms of punk. So
good.
There'll be shit going on soon and announcing gigs and things. So it's all really positive. If only life was that simple. That's about it. Well, what are you up to next week?
I'm planning to go away. This Saturday, I'm going away to the Canary Islands, right? I'm not going to one of them. I'm going to 4 of them. I'm going to Tenerife, La Palma, La Gomera, and El Hierro. It's going to be a very interesting trip, and I almost certainly am going to mess up a lot. I'm so worried about it that I've been learning Spanish because I know that La Palma, La Gomera and El Hierro, there's not a lot of English speakers there. So I've been learning Spanish and I'm only learning the rudiments and I'm using Duolingo. But I have learned some phrases that I don't think are necessarily going to help me. One of which was mi carro es bonito, right? Which means my car is pretty, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it did, but honestly, the grief I got for putting it on Facebook, people said, no, that's not car in Spanish, this is car in Spanish, that's not car in Spanish, this is car in Spanish, is actually car in South American Spanish, but in American Spanish, or in what someone called Peninsular Spanish, but they mean Spain, Spain.
Right.
It means shopping cart, so I'm quite happy to have a beautiful shopping trolley, that's fine. Yeah. I'd still take you to the pictures. Yeah. Be fine. So basically I'm getting things sorted out so I can go away. That's about it this week. We'll talk about it more when we record the next show, because the next show we'll be doing just before I go away, but it won't come out until after I've gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I will also mention, hopefully, Rites of Haddie. You never know. So that's it for me this week. But I want to crack on with two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Disciple BC. Again, very much looking forward to that. But first, China Shop Bull, a band we haven't played for a long time, sent us a lovely email to you saying, look, we got some new stuff. Do you want to play it? I went, yeah, all right. And I am doing. And you know what? It's really good. They are punk, ska, hip-hop and dub, but I've forgotten to put down where from. Ah. Best way to find out is to go to their Bandcamp page, which is
chinashopbull.bandcamp.com.
Fuck me, yes, it's as simple as that. chinashopbull.bandcamp.com. Tony Six, pull the internet one, stay tuned for Disciple BC. This is Avit.
Jouster.
Fight, 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 protect yourself.
you're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bench this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Disciple BC and what was quite clearly some Bristolian easy listening there. What is Disciple BC's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/DiscipleBC.
It is. It's DISCIPLE, Disciple, and then the letters BC. Facebook.com/Disciples. BC, making it Tony 7, poorly beat at the internet 1. Now, please tell me you got a twat.
No.
Oh, knickers.
Yeah, if you have a twat to nominate, please do email me. Tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name. Where they're from.
Oh, and, I love that,
and
Tony.
Reason, good Granville. And the reason for nomination. And especially if you can get to me before Friday. I mean, before Friday, Saturday's too late, as we say. Friday, I'm in twat heaven.
Right.
But yeah, so email me your twats, please. Thank you very much.
And I strongly recommend, Tony, and indeed our lovely listeners, do check out a song by the Cramps called Inside Out and Upside Down With You, because the now affected where they're from is actually a bit like that song. It made me laugh. And the other thing that I'll say in this section, even though we've clearly got nothing to really talk about here, is I decided in the making of this show, because I was listening to Forest beforehand, that I would in some way prepare my evening Sunday dinner while the match was on and this was on. And I thought that I boiled my spuds for about 15 minutes, 20 minutes, to then put some of them into the oven to be roasted. And then I thought I'd turned off that hob and put the other hob on for me carrots and me fine beans. Went back in there, and I hadn't. I'd left that hob on, and the remaining potatoes had pretty much mashed themselves. they have disintegrated like you wouldn't believe. So it looks like I will be having my dinner a bit late. So I've got to wait for the carrots and the fine beans now to go with me roast chicken. Oh. Let's play one last song, shall we?
Yeah.
Now, the Anti-Queens, Tony, I was sure that we had them down, that I had them down to play on the other week. But when I look back through the records, I can't find any record of us playing the Anti-Queens, which means I must have had this waiting for a while, which again surprises me. But anyway, they are punked up rock and roll from Toronto, Tony. So we've gone this week, we've managed to start with Montreal and finish with Toronto. How bizarre. Didn't even do it on purpose. What is the Anti-Queens website?
The Anti-Queens.com.
It's Anti-Queens.com. A-N-T-I-Q-U-E-N-S. Anti-Queens.com. Point of the internet 2, Tony 7, a remarkable thrashing. I am disenchanted.
Yeah.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was the Anti-Queens and Disenchanted. Punked up rock and roll from Toronto. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen to this show, Tony.
Yeah, don't forget, you can visit our website, punkyradio.com. Late shows on the front page, shows in the archive. You can list all of them there. You can find us online at various stations like pedunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, radiofocusing.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify app, it'll be in the podcast section, and also Amazon Music in their podcasts bit. And as an added bonus, if you've got yourself one of the Alexa devices, you can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. You go to the skill store, you search Punky Radio, download it, you pay nothing, you just give some nice man called Poco from Hucknall, Dirty Hucknall, a bit of kudos.
I'm glad you said that, because I did research it this week, and Huthwaite was in particular the bit of Dirty Hucknall that was the dirtiest. So basically, Huthwaite is a translation of "you dirty twat."
There you go.
It is. Now, it was James Cagney, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
James Cagney. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.